Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. It's an announcement that will make anyone who wanted a full interchange for the Singleton bypass with the Putty Road very happy. The New South Wales Government has announced in Singleton the bypass will have the full interchange the community and Singleton Council has been calling for. But it still won't be dual carriageway. Paul Toole, the Minister for Regional Roads, says the land is purchased to do that in the future.
The bypass is going to be well and truly needed, but we've also done the traffic studies and the need for the dual carriageway, and that is really into the future as we go forward. But what's exciting today is the fact that there was a call for the interchange. We are now going to be providing that full interchange on Putty Road, and that's something that I know that many people today are going to be excited about.
The government has also committed to work towards a concept design for the Muswellbrook Bypass that will include connections to Cole Road and will co-fund with council local road upgrades to support that connection. Work on both bypasses will begin next year. The Therapeutic Goods Administration and New South Wales Health are investigating the circumstances surrounding the 48-year-old's death after she was admitted to John Hunter Hospital for blood clotting. The TGA is seeking further clinical tests after it's believed it could possibly be linked to the AstraZeneca vaccine. At this stage, there is no confirmed link. Premier Gladys Berejiklian has said today that after being vaccinated herself, she has confidence the AstraZeneca injection is safe. Independent candidate for the Upper Hunter by-election Steve Reynolds says the region is getting attention it deserves through the campaigns of now 9 candidates. Steve is one of 3 independents, including Kate Fraser and Tracy Norman. Steve says there are a lot of reasons he's running, including to give the region an opportunity, but another reason is to see the industries working better together.
I think at the end of the day, you know, there hasn't been that black and white area where they've drawn the lines on the map and given that certainty, it's all been grey. I think we need to put that to bed, and I think that this needs to be designated as mining, this needed to be designated as non-mining, and we need to move ahead so as that surety is there and that clarity for the people.
Meantime, some candidates, including the Shooters, Fishers and Farmers candidate Sue Gilroy, are calling the New South Wales Nationals' registering of domain names for 2 opposing candidates as a low blow. Sue and Jeff Drayton are the 2 candidates that have been targeted. And there's another information session this evening for the Bowman's Creek Wind Farm project. Epuron caught up with locals last night at McCully's Gap. Tonight it's at Hebden. Also, the Hunter Valley Police District is having a community engagement day in Scone next week. It'll be at the Scone Village between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m. The curtain raiser for Bengalla Hunter Valley Group 21's 2021 season is on tomorrow. The Scanlan Shield, for the first time in 3 years, we played at Aberdeen's McKinnon Oval. The Shield is on tomorrow with gates opening at 8:30. There'll be plenty of teams going head-to-head from first grade and the other grades as well. I'm Jessica Rouse, and that's your latest local news and sport.